Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight. The diets don't work. Nothing works. They're born fat. And this is just absolutely not true. And I wanted to be able to help everyone discover the best way for them to lose weight. And I discovered that the best way to do that was to build an app that personalizes your experience in order to get you in the best shape of your life. No matter what level you're starting at, no matter what your dietary restrictions, no matter what your physical limitations, no matter what your level of fitness, I can build a personalized program that will help you reach your goals once and for all. There's a reason that my app has over 4,000 five-star reviews and countless success stories from people who used the MyFitness app to achieve their goals. You already know I know what I'm doing, and that's why you're listening to this show. So you know what? Try it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or just visit JillianMichaels.com.
I have no idea where that came from.
I think we should start every show with that.
You think?
I think. I think
we'll get sued by Pat Benatar.
Hey, maybe we could have her on and then she can do it.
Oh my God. Who do we know that knows Pat Benatar?
Surely someone knows someone who knows Pat Benatar.
I'm gonna be like, do you have an old Deadstock t-shirt of yours? Because they're hard to find. Hard to find. I want one so bad. I haven't found a good Blondie t-shirt either.
Man, I almost wore mine today.
Is it real, though, or is it, made worn, which is a really cool brand, but, I hate that.
No, I've had it for probably 20 years. It's, maroon, and it's, one of the first shirts Lori saw me in, and so I'm not allowed to ever get rid of it anyway.
Yeah, gold. You could offload that chip probably for $500.
I'm keeping it. It's so tight, though. I was like, how small was I?
Well, all right, I hear
But that's
you.
Okay.
But no, it is. Absolutely.
It's not bad.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you reach out to Pat Benatar and ask for a t-shirt.
I will.
It's okay. So, man. All right. Do you have an issue? Like a personal, life's work kind of issue that you know is compromising the quality of your life, but you're finding it almost practically impossible to fix?
Yeah, I probably do.
I'm wondering, because we all do, but I'm wondering if most people know, are even conscious of theirs.
I think, yeah. I think what happens is things stop working, and then you take a look and say, what's the pattern here? And I think, like, for me, very often it's reacting and buttons. Just when your buttons get pushed and it takes you – I know that if I react really big, it's not – I'm not reacting to what just happened. It's all histrionics and it's all something else. And okay. I think sometimes the key is just to say, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. And yeah. Yeah, but I think you're right. Some people are just, no, I'm functioning, so I don't want to find out what it is because that might open up the wound and then I'll be a mess.
I have a pattern that is so fucked and does so much damage in my life. And I am stopping it. Is almost inconceivable to me. And this is why when we engage in destructive habits, they're so hard to break because at one time or another, that shitty pattern allowed you to survive psychologically. I promise you. So for me, I do not know how. You and I have been through this together as friends. I do not know how to have a more egalitarian relationship when it comes to money or things. I don't know how to do it. I can't do it. So it's like whether I go in and I help support my mom, or I help support my brother, or I support Heidi, or because I mean she had a job 10 years ago and we started dating, you know, I mean it's like, or I, you know, whatever it might be, I go into these patterns like with it's like, and then, you know, it's just, it's like it creates this really unhealthy dynamic. And it just never works. It's always unhealthy and shitty. And it's like, and then you wonder if they really love you. And my shrink is like, you're rejecting their love when you don't accept anything. Like, I'm good at accepting affection, right? And like, I will talk your ear off and waste your time. I will cry on your shoulder. I will whine and but like, I won't let you buy me lunch. I won't let you buy me a coffee. I would rather be dead.
Oh, I wish I had on video you and Lori.
Every time tried, but I know, and I won't. I'm like, nope. But we had to have a whole. You guys were like, chill, and I was like, you can make me dinner. I don't know. I can't. It's like I went to dinner with Deshanna's friend the other night, and I invited my friend because it was like, we're trying to see our friends and the times we don't have the kids. So let's like, I need to see Cynthia. I haven't seen her. She just got back. And you need to see Gigi. You haven't seen her. It's like, okay, maybe we could just get them. And then the bill comes and they both go to pay. And I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to crawl the fuck out of my skin. I was like, three credit cards. I flipped out. I was like, no, I got this. And I was like, you can get it next time or you can get it next time. And then Deshanna was like pissed at me and she's like, babe, what is wrong with you? We've talked about that. And it's like, and then you know what happens? I start to feel overwhelmed.
No.
She's like, now Gigi's not going to want to go to dinner because she's going to think she's responsible for paying for everybody next time when she really just wants to pay for her dinner. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, or maybe sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to go because I don't want to be responsible for a $600 bill.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
I'm not. But in my mind, I think I am. Or, so, like, we end up, right? So, she and I have a fight. And she was, like, being weird with me about something. And, like, I'm like, I don't understand why you're picking a fight with me. What's the matter with you? You know, you're just picking a fight with me over nothing. And we have this big fight. Cut to, later, she ends up telling me, I'm like, why are you, like, it happened 3 days in a row. I'm like, why are you picking a fight with me over nothing? So she ends up telling me, like, because she thinks about it, and she's like, you know, I realize that I'm feeling insecure here. I'm feeling like, you know, like I'm overwhelming you by being here in LA. And, you know, like, and I made her feel crazy, right? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's not true. Or at least I thought that. Like, I might have been a little overwhelmed, but I, and I was like, that's, you know, nah, I never did. And it, and then she started telling me things I said, right? So, okay. So I had three cars. I have a Porsche that I drive, that I can't take the kids in. I have a giant pickup truck that I beat the shit out of. That is the kid horse, but animal, like, family car, right? And it's huge. You can't park it anywhere in Beverly Hills, Santa Monica. So it's like, that's the kid car. Then I would come to work in the Porsche or whatever. And then I have an old Bronco that, like, we all kind of play around in, but you can't take that car more than 5 miles without it breaking down. So with Deshanna here, like, she'll have my Porsche and, like, it'll be like, I can't, you know, I have my truck, but it's like, I haven't been able to get into buildings for meetings. And it's like been a nightmare, right? So I'm like, I got to get rid of this car, which I happen to love that car. And she's like, I'm like, we got to figure this out. I got to get a new car. And I'm like being a bitch and I'm being passive aggressive. And I'm like, I'm just frustrated. You know, I'm like, I'm not able to get into this meeting and like blaming her for it.
Yeah.
But not owning that I'm doing that. And then it's like she's feeling really insecure and anxious and weird because I've said like things like that along the way now for like a month. And because she's from New York, she's not from here, so she doesn't have her car or this or that or whatever. And so I was like, wow, I took it on. It was like, no, take my car. No, stay in my house. No this, no that. No this. I got this. I got this. Then I was overwhelmed. Then I resented it. And it's like, so it's my fault, right? There's the pattern again. But I'm ashamed that if I don't take care of everything, if I don't pay for everything, if I don't do everything, I have no value. I have no worth. I feel less of a human. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so sick, Cindy. And so it's like, here we go again. So now she's about to start working on a project with a friend of hers. And she's going home to New York for her mom's birthday. And then she's coming back. And it's like, I started to feel like that panic, right? That anxiety again. And instead of like shoving it down and then being passive aggressive later, I was like, okay, you just have to communicate. You just have to communicate. You have to say something. So I was like, babe, I feel really like anxious right now and scared and overwhelmed. And I was like, I'm afraid that like, if you come here, right, and you live with me and you're doing this project with your friend, which is like this 6 month project, and what if something happens? And she doesn't even think like me. She's like, yeah. What is wrong with you that you think like this? I'm like, I don't understand how you don't think that something could happen. I'm like, but what if something happens and you don't have your own car? You don't have a place to live. Like, I feel responsible for you and that scares me and I don't want to be responsible. And I can't be responsible. It's too much responsibility and it brings me back to like all these other things I've done. So for like the first time I actually said something, instead of like stuffing it down and then acting out with these weird like shitty passive aggressive comments. And she was like, what if I get my own place? And it was like, well, you mean you get your own place here? Like, be responsible, like,
wow.
And then the next day she was looking at places in Venice. But not everybody's going to take it like that, because I did try to communicate with various people in my life and they didn't.
Well, there's a trust you clearly have with her.
I think I just was like, I'm going to ruin this.
And you're trusting yourself too to say it.
My back was against the wall.
And let whatever happens happen.
Right? Like, it's just I keep that's the part I'm playing in the dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like with my brother, I started to feel used.
Yeah.
And taken advantage of because he stopped helping around the house. He stopped contributing. He stopped being respectful. He would like take my laundry out in the middle of a load, dump it on the floor and put his in. Mm. And I was like, he wasn't like that, but he started being like that. Mm-hmm. And then I would like make a joke about what he did with the laundry, but deep down I was like, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
You know, and then it became a thing, and then he like, then he would like, okay, he would like put mine, I'm like, put it in the dryer, asshole, or wait until I'm done. Like, but it was like, I wouldn't say anything because I was like embarrassed to say, you know, and then I started to say things, and yeah, unfortunately it didn't, towards the end, it didn't make a difference. Like, I started to kind of be like, you know, I need you to do this, or I need you to do that, or whatever. And, you know, it didn't matter. We were too far gone at that point of, like, me enabling and our shitty pattern and him, like, me being his parent now and then him hating his parents. So then I got – and it was, like, it was too far gone. But I let it get there by jumping into that pattern.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I do it all the time.
But that's a huge thing to recognize.
And instead of then wanting to be responsible – I'll be like, I can't do this anymore. I can't feel this way anymore. I feel used. I can't feel. I'm out. And then I like cut the whole thing off. I got to be done. Instead of being like, Greg, and I did try. I was like, Greg, you know what? I'm like, I get it. You know, you're your own man, whatever. We're in this pattern. Like, how about 6 months? You look for your own place, you know? And it's like, because I was like, all right, that'll bring us to this more like even playing field again where I don't wonder, like, are you using me because of this? Are you, you know? And I did try. It didn't work, unfortunately, but I did try. So, like, you may not always get the response you need, but in that case, maybe it's like, you know, my shrink. So my brother and I ended up having this, like, whatever, falling out. And my brother, 2 weeks after, was like, hey, I'm having a birthday party tonight if you want to come. And I was like, a lot of things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I don't even know how to relate to you right now. Like, I'm so angry at what you've done and this and that. And even little things, right? Like little respectful texts of like, hey, all your stuff is still here. Do you want me to have Cody bring it to you? Like, doesn't respond. Doesn't respond to me. Doesn't respond to Cody. But it's like, you know, so these are my boundaries, right? Mm. And my shrink was like, you need to learn. Down the road, he's like, it's too soon. You know, you're way too angry. He's like, but down the road, it would be the kind of thing where this is a middle ground relationship of like, you're not taking care of your brother. He's not taking care of you. You would just go to the birthday party and accept the limitations of the relationship.
Yeah.
Where I'm not there. I'm not there yet. And I'm so angry.
No, you can't rush these things, though.
I'm so mad.
It's...
I was like, I mean, the shit that happened was like next level. But, I'm like, but it's like, you know, but it's my fault. Because I enabled the pattern.
Well, you're taking responsibility for the part you played in.
Yeah, 100%.
And just like Deshanna saying, I'll find my own apartment, she's not turning it around and saying, oh, sure, now you don't want me here. She's not doing that. And that may be a hidden fear that you're going to get, but you were able to share exactly the way you were feeling.
For the first time ever.
And she was, and her response happened to fit very nicely with it.
It's a shock,
which is,
right?
By the way, I think I learned that around the time I met Lori, which was sort of, it was probably around your age. And it was that feeling of, you know what? I'm not going to, I can't try to be what I think this person needs me to be. Have to be me. And maybe I can get even a little better as I grow with them. And I definitely feel I have with Lori, but I also felt like for the first time when I met her, I just let it go. I tried to fix things too.
And it wasn't working. It was creating problems.
Exactly. I did, and I backed off and was like, hey, she can handle this stuff herself. And then when it started to feel like, well, but I can be helpful too, I found an even playing ground with that. Mm. Okay, I can help. Yeah. I just don't have to take it over.
I don't have to have it. Yeah. Right. And then I resent having it like all on my shoulders. And then I'm like, oh, my God, it's too much for me. I got to get out of this. I can't carry all this anymore. You know, it's like I can't do it all. I'm up. What if I let you down? What if I and then I'm ashamed of it. And then it's like all or nothing. I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and also letting them take care of us is important.
I know. She was like, Jesus, babe, I couldn't even make you a sandwich for the first 3 months. And Heidi used to say that, too. She's like, you're difficult to help. But my thing with Heidi is I'd be like, I need this. And Heidi just wasn't Heidi. It just wasn't. So that was, again, it didn't work.
I need you to be somebody different.
Yeah. I need you to be cleaner. I swear to God, that's what I needed. You know what I mean? Like, I needed the house to be cleaner, or because it made me feel like that's what I needed. It just wasn't her. Just wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's okay too.
Yeah.
I think. And that's like accepting that, all right, so the limitations of our relationship is we're not a couple, but we're good co-parents.
Yeah.
And absolutely. That's what, you know, and it's like learning how to find that middle ground. So anyway.
Absolutely.
Holy shit.
No, that's a good, be brave. A good one.
Try something different. See what happens.
If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you that brushing your teeth is less about the brush and more about how you use it. That's why Quip was created by dentists and designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health, healthier habits. I mean, first of all, this is my favorite part about my Quip electric toothbrush. There's a built-in timer, so I brush for the dentist recommended 2 minutes with 30-second pulses for an even clean. And Quip makes it easy to always have fresh bristles because they automatically deliver brush heads every 3 months. Quip looks great, it's easy to use, and it even comes with a travel cap so you can take it with you and keep up this great oral health habit. Quip starts at just $25 and you'll get your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Jillian. This is a simple way to support the show and start brushing better. But you have to go to getquip.com/Jillian. That's Q-U-I-P. Getquip.com/Jillian to get your first refill free. Joybird lets you create furniture that matches your style. So the days of settling for something that isn't quite you are over. With hundreds of customizable pieces and over 50 fabric options, if you dream it, Joybird can build it in the color, fabric, and texture that you want, including a range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery so that your creations can stand the test of time, which is a godsend in my house. Free fabric swatch kits are available so you can see and touch all their fabrics and pick your favorite. They even have free personal design consultants and free returns within 2 weeks of delivery. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/Jillian25. Go to joybird.com/Jillian25 and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the promo code Jillian25. See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today. Joybird.com/Jillian25.
McCinder dogs.
McJill. Oh, that sounds like a sandwich. I'll have the McJill, please.
The McJill.
I'll have the McJillian.
That's terrible.
That's even better.
Of course, it would be a McDonald's sandwich. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Oh,
all right.
The McMichaels, of course, would.
Oh, I like the McMichaels.
There we go. I think we're onto something.
McMichaels.
It would be very healthy.
Yeah, it would.
And organic.
Yes, an organic something. Because I don't want to be responsible for killing all those animals. I don't want an animal-based sandwich in my
name. It's a veggie. Yeah, definitely.
It has to be, but it can't be soy.
No, it's pure vegetables. Yes.
Oh, a grilled veggie sandwich.
That's the McMichaels.
Yes, with a little hummus maybe on there. A little tahini. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
I think we should just start ordering that wherever we go. And when they look at us, go, I'm sorry, what is that?
It's the McMichaels.
Hello.
This has nothing to do with what I was going to talk to you about. all righty. Okie dokie. So I was going to address the fact that on a regular basis, people ask me, what's the best workout for this? What's the best workout for that? What's the best workout for this, right? And I think the first thing that I always say is that the best program is the one you will do consistently. That is the number one rule. Mm-hmm. And it trumps all the other rules. Because if I tell you HIIT intervals and you would rather be dead than do, you know, jump rope intervals or sprint intervals on the bike, the treadmill, the row machine, the Stairmaster, like mountain climbers, jumping jacks, then you're not going to do them, it's not going to be the most effective workout for you, right? And that's why personalized fitness is important. And we've talked about this before, and that's why I have like 1,000 meal plans on my app.
Yeah.
Because I follow the golden rules, right? It's like, don't overeat. We're going to, what is your goal? And then you tell me in the app, right? I want to lose weight. I want to maintain my weight. I want to gain muscle. And the recipes are the recipes, but then it will say, okay, great. You, Cindy, should be eating 1,800 calories. So you may look at a meal plan and one recipe says it's 400 calories per serving. And you might have 600 calories for that meal. So you can have 1.5 servings of it, right? Like that is your, like we adhere to the how much food, right? And then we adhere to food quality. I'm never going to say, oh yeah, the sandwich should have white bread. It should have whole grain organic bread, preferably. That's going to be the rule. Now, if you tell me I don't eat animals, or I only eat fish, or I only eat eggs and cheese, or I don't eat any animal products at all, or I eat all of it, or I, like, that's a personality game. And I can't deny you that. Hence the reason I have every freaking meal plan under, I'm in a hurry. I mean, I literally was like, everyone went after me because they're like, I don't have time to make these recipes. So I created like 5-minute meal plans, literally, where it's like, okay, here's what you're going to do today. You're going to get a sandwich here. It's going to look like that. I mean, you got to take that into account. So the first rule of fitness is, what are you going to do consistently? That's the most important thing. Then from there, the second most important rule is going to be variety. So you're thinking to yourself, you just asked me consistently, I'm going to go to my yoga class consistently. I love it. Now you just told me I have to mix it up. Yeah, you kind of do. So at least find 2 things that you like. So maybe it's hiking and yoga, or spinning and yoga, or yoga and CrossFit. I mean, honestly, those 2 things would be best combined together, to be fair, because they're in total juxtaposition of one another. So it's the goal here is, number one, to prevent your body from adapting, right? By doing the same thing over and over and over, in which case you slowly stop seeing results. And number two, by doing the same thing over and over and over, you get a repetitive stress injury. Hence the concept of, we've talked about this, runner's knee, tennis elbow, repetitive use, repetitive use, repetitive use. It's too much wear and tear. And not enough recovery time because you're doing the same thing over and over. So it's just getting frayed. Your body's getting worked. And there's not enough recovery time, too much repetitive stress. Plus, we stop seeing progress. So you want at least 2 different things that you love. Now, from there, we can start talking about what's the goal. So at that point, if your goal is running a marathon, well, the most effective workout is going to be 5K training, right? Or like, and then 10K training, and then a half training, and then a marathon training. But if your goal's weight loss, well, then we're looking for things that are more metabolic, that are going to burn more calories during the workout and after the workout. So in that case, we want to be doing high intensity intervals and circuit training, and we want to be doing resistance training. We want to put it all together so you're not resting. And okay, right? They're all the, it can't just, what's the best workout for? It just doesn't, what's the best workout? Like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
All these different things need to be taken into account. If it's, I want to gain muscle, well, then you don't want the high intensity intervals, and you do want to rest in between sets because you need a calorie surplus at the end of the day, not a calorie deficit. So you are the person at the gym that's like that power lifter, like one, you know, and then you sit there and wait a minute, you know, it's so, and your calories need to be up 10% more than you burn in a day. So it's contradictory to weight loss, obviously. Totally different philosophies. We're building a body, not breaking fat down. So these are the factors that you need to look at. And then, of course, once you have kind of determined, like, all right, I think I'm going to build a schedule around, like, I like spinning, I like yoga, I'm trying to lose weight. Okay, so your calories are lower, so we know that, like, we need to keep you moving, we want to burn more calories. All right, you know, I know that it's like, if I train at a higher intensity, I'm going to burn more calories. Look for a yoga class that keeps you moving, like that flows, you know, not a level one, like restorative. So, you know, you kind of put it all together and you craft a program. And again, that is what I've always tried to do in the past, you know, with the DVD. It's just, it's like, I can have an abs DVD, right? Oh, you want abs? Okay. And I'll do all the work for you. Or I can have a lower body or a total body or, a large amount of weight, a small amount of weight. Like, oh, this is the 5-pound program. This is the 90-pound program. But ultimately, like, that's why I created a workout generator in the app. Because you can say to me, like,
so helpful.
I'm a beginner. I only have 10 minutes today. I have all this equipment. I don't have any equipment. I want to do yoga. I want to do kickboxing. I want to do body weight training. I want to do HIIT workouts. You can tell me. And you can ban exercises. I don't want to see this one anymore. But ultimately, those are the things you need to consider. You got to take that personality factor into account. So the first rule, again, I'll go over them. What are you going to do at least 4 times a week? Minimum 3 if your diet's perfect, preferably 4. 5 will also work. And then I like 2 days off. I say take 2 days off unless you have a large amount of weight to lose. Then I use that extra day for cardio. Can't stick to one thing, can't get in a routine. So either progress your routine at the gym, like change it up. If you're doing push-ups on your hands and feet, try an uneven push-up, try a dumbbell press, mix it up. Right? If you don't know how to do it, again, get a trainer, work with an app, whatever. I do it for you in my app. That's my job. Hopefully, if you're at the gym and you'll know what you're doing, mix it up. Change the amount of weights. Change the amount of reps. Pick a different workout. Do yoga one day. Do spinning. Find something that you like that you're going to do consistently, but make sure to change it and mix it up so you're not doing the same things over and over. And then from there, look at what the goal is. Right? So if it's weight loss, we know you need higher intensity techniques. If it's weight gain, we know you need to be lifting healthy. If it's endurance sports, we know you need to be doing endurance sports. And that's kind of the progression there. It isn't a one size fits all.
Yeah.
I am done here.
When it's time for bed, I want to sleep great on insanely comfortable hotel quality sheets that don't cost me a fortune. And that's what I love about Brooke Linen. I mean, most bedding is marked up as much as 300%, which is ridiculous, but not Brooke Linen. And they look great. They come in over 20 colors and patterns. My Brooke Linen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code Jillian at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping, though, is to use the promo code Jillian at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code Jillian. Brooke Linen, the absolute best sheets ever. I just got a bunch of new Bombas socks, and they're so comfortable, I'm literally getting them for everyone I know. I mean, first of all, they're made from super soft natural cotton, and they have an arch support, a seamless toe, a cushioned footbed that's supportive without being too thick. And Bombas come in all kinds of different colors, patterns, lengths, and styles. Seriously, it's hard to choose just one, so I even got a couple of pairs of the new Merino wool socks for winter. And they're so cozy, I'm wearing them right now. One of my favorite things about Bombas, though, is that every pair of socks they sell, they donate a pair to someone in need. Socks are actually the most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, and Bombas has already donated over 20 million pairs and counting. Save 20% on your first purchase when you shop at bombas.com/Jillian. That's BOMBAS, bombas.com/Jillian to save 20%. Bombas.com/Jillian.
Cindy, can you tell me, what do you do for your physical and emotional well-being?
Oh, well, for my physical well-being, I like long walks along the beach and Pilates.
Oh, my God. I was noticing the other day that, like, there's certain things in my life that help my mental well-being and subsequently my physical well-being that are not obvious, even though I'm sure you've heard them as tips before. But, like, oh, my God. I know you don't have an animal, but maybe it's because you have a great relationship. But, I mean,
It's because they all died along the way, and I...
I swear to you, like, those... I have all my little creatures, and they just bring me, like, so much, like, my little dog. I mean, and that dog, there is something to be said for that little creature that just unconditionally loves you. I mean, we got to work on our shit with people. And, you know, but, and no human's going to love you unconditionally. But I'm telling you, like, in your darkest, most alone moments, there's your dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
oh, we had a giant Bouvier for most of my life growing up. We had two different ones growing up. And I just remember, if I was sad, I remember crying into the dog's neck. She was a huge bear of a creature.
Yeah.
And it felt so good. And it felt so comforting.
And they seemed to know, like, my dog.
They're amazing.
She goes everywhere with me, although we're in a new studio today, so no Dr. Newberg today, which has been challenging. I don't have my emo support dog. But, and I'm not making a joke, by the way. I just find that there is a companionship and an unconditional love that is extraordinarily soothing, especially if you're going through a tough time, if you're grieving a loss.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a companionship. It's such a powerful thing. And if you're feeling lonely, which I know so many of us do, consider rescuing an animal, a cat. I mean, seriously, save a life, because they'll save yours right back. Another thing that I cannot tell you how many times, because I've just been like, ugh, it's the last decade. This is life. The older you get, the more it's like up, down, back, forth. Like,
so
you can't stop it, right? It's like, I just feel like I'm getting tossed to and fro all the time. But sometimes I was supposed to go to dinner with Chloe the other night, and she was late, typical Chloe. And I was like, dude, it's fine. You know, we're good. I'm good. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. We'll do it. And she's like, we're going to dinner. And I was like, forget it. And like, I literally just was like, Shanna wasn't home. And I didn't have the kids. I did have my dog. And I was like, I'm just going to like put on an old movie and I'm going to order in and I'm going to sit here and like just lick my wounds. I'll be fine. You know, do a meditation and that's it. And Chloe was like, no. And by the time we ended up going, it was like 8:15. We're supposed to meet at 6 something. I was so annoyed. I moped my ass all the way to the restaurant. I was pissy and grumpy and I didn't want to go. And then when I got there, I felt like a totally different person.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I'm with my friend, we're laughing about stupid shit, and I felt way better. So force yourself.
Yeah.
It is the last thing you think you want to do, right? You're like, I don't have it. I can't be on. I just am not there. I mean, and if it's new people, like, okay, I get it. Where you're like, I can't do it. I'm not the best representation of myself, and I don't think it's a good idea. But force yourself to go out and do something at least a couple times a week. I'd say twice.
It's so vital. It's what we have friends that had moved out of LA and they moved back, our friends V and Monica, and they, all the times that we used to get together, there were times we were so tired and we were like, canceling was not even an idea in our heads because it was with them.
Yeah.
And we would get there and 9 times out of 10, it would be they were feeling exactly the same way. We're all exhausted. But the idea of not seeing each other was that there's, no, of course we're going to go.
Right.
And within 10 minutes, you sort of.
So glad you went.
Oh, my God. And it's not like, oh my God, we had so much energy. No, you just stay as you are. If you have people in your life that you can be who you are at whatever stage of that is, it's unbelievable what spending time with that person or those people can do for you.
I would even say, like, maybe you're like, well, I don't have those people in my life, and I get that. That's what online communities are for, to find buddies, to make friends, to find each other. no one's using Facebook anymore except for Facebook groups.
Yeah.
They're even advertising that now. They advertised it during the Emmys. Facebook groups.
Yeah.
No one's on there except for Facebook groups. I have a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
It's and by the way, like I try to go in there and like comment. It moves so fast. Literally, Heidi helps me, helps us kind of like moderate it. And she's like, oh my God, I can't catch it. Like moves so quick. There's so, and it grows wow. like, you know, we thought it would just be like, oh, a few thousand. Like it's like crazy how quick
it's amazing.
I mean, and it's like, go find a community. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
then bring those people offline into real life. Like, real I know people who do that.
Real life's important. It definitely is. It's socializing. Go to helps a running stimulate group.
Go to a yoga
brain.
Class. Yeah. You be around people. You yeah. got to do it.
You do. Especially as you get older. I know, like, we're always concerned Lori's dad isn't socializing enough.
Yeah.
He's not out there enough. My own parents push themselves to do stuff. Sometimes, they're busier than I am. It's incredible, but I think it's also they, it's their life's experience because, you know, they didn't grow up with devices and Facebook groups and things. That is a really, I think that's a very important self-care.
Yeah.
Thingy.
Absolutely. Cinder dogs. Another big one, volunteer. So I was watching a TED Talk, on depression. And the guy said that the opposite of depression is not happiness, right? He said it's vitality. And I was like, oh my God, that's so true. So like older people that are no longer working,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Whose kids have gone off to college and don't need them anymore. They don't feel like a vital part of society. And volunteering allows you to feel vital.
That's great.
I think it's such, even if it's one time a week, even if it's walking dogs at a local shelter, even if it's frickin', you know, volunteering at a soup kitchen once a week or a homeless shelter or once a month, once every 2 weeks, but it gives you a feeling of making a difference, being vital, being of use.
Yeah.
It's a powerful feeling. Be a big brother, be a big sister to a foster kid in need. Yeah. Like, there's a lot we can do.
It's important to push yourself to do these things, too.
You have to.
Because that's the hardest thing is the, oh, if I go to that party, then all that'll happen is I'll talk to this person and I'll eat some this and I'll go. It's like, no, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. 100%.
It's like the log line for a movie or a book. Yeah, you know what that is, but you don't know how it's going to be told. So
that's absolutely right, Shinders. Yes, my friend.
Yes, indeed.
Volunteer with your dog.
Do it.
And other people. There you go.
There. I think that would, wow.
You'll never be sad again.
Knock it out of the park.
Bingo.